Hello.
Good golly.
Hi.
We're back.
We are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city that some people might call Vancouver, but it's not really Vancouver at all, even a little bit.
It's not.
Welcome back to Lethal Refresh.
Yeah, second episode. Woo-hoo!
Second episode after the big rebrand.
I don't think you were here last week.
I was
you
gotta
not. Do your thing.
I have to do my thing?
Say the line.
Oh,
say
yeah. Wait, did you guys not say the
no,
line?
No, we did.
Say the line.
Okay, yeah. Lethal Refresh, where the tunes are Lethal as Fweek, refreshed each week.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Better, the tagline might be better than the title, but I received positive feedback on the rebrand today.
Wait, really?
From yeah, who? From the guy who runs the show before us.
Oh, the guy before.
Yeah. So, shout out to our fans, I guess.
Parts Unknown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great show, yes.
Just happened. We're here. How's your week been?
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't be here last week. I went to class and my teacher was gone for Yom Kippur and I just sat there for a second and I stared and I was like, something is happening to me.
Something
and then I
slept
for like 12 hours while
Strange
the show was happening. So
afoot yeah. Outside the Sockle K, Ted. I had to. I had to.
How about you, Steph?
My week?
Yeah.
I had a long week. Just a lot of days of being like fully booked and busy, and I've just been trying to kind of unwind and let loose a little bit this weekend.
How was the Hello Kitty?
Oh, yes, at the Cobalt. We were there.
Shout out Goth Brat.
Happy birthday, Goth Brat on Instagram. it was a fun vibe. People were dancing and grooving on the stage. The DJs. maybe I have like a different set of criteria, but I would like to see some of the ladies up there next time and not just the cis dudes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a spoiled Vancouver transgender who's like, where are the girls on the bill? But
I mean, there's lots of them around.
Yeah,
so.
not at the Hello Kitty rave though. And then we went to Normie.
Yeah, then we pulled up to Normie, and that was a lot. It was an improvement.
Yeah, I lost my phone.
Yeah,
you lost your phone.
Yeah, I got it back though.
Okay, good.
Shout out, Fag of Color for
Philip
bringing me my phone. Thank you.
Wait, is the name Philip?
Nope, it's Vincent, I believe.
I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah, well, Vincent, if you're hearing this, maybe it's Vincent. S-O-N. Well, regardless, at Fag of Color on Instagram, when you hear this, thank you for finding my phone. I really appreciate it. And if you ever find someone's phone at a rave or at a function, please bring it to them. I've lost my phone many places and people literally will just like pick it up and throw it in the garbage. Like people will literally just see phones anywhere and be like, eh, I don't want to deal with this. Just throw it in the toilet. So don't do that.
You just got to think about like the kind of day the person who just lost their phone is probably having.
100%.
And just help. Just help out.
Yeah. So all that to say, I'm feeling pretty hashtag blessed to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we should get to some tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you play the Gaze Cloud first? Like, I really want to listen to it.
Sure.
Like,
sure. Let's play that first. You want to talk a bit about it? What have you found out about that song?
It's just another like hype production bit crushed as heck thing from a producer that is Canadian, so shout out.
I took a quick listen to it, and
I think track is actually like really, really awesome. Like, I'm really excited for this one. So
it's by Gaze Cloud and Sunny Mingo, Get It Right.
Yes.
Off the album Sungazers, Volume 1 Deluxe, .jpg. Awesome. And then we're going to get into two others, Cities of Washington by Grimm.
Cities of Washington.
Off your
good
head
track.
Is a house. What?
Good track.
Oh, they said good try.
No, good track.
Shout out to all my cities
right.
in Washington State.
You tried.
Shout out Seattle. Shout out Tacoma. Shout out Poulsbo. Shout out Auburn.
Shout out Musburr.
Shout out Mertzbo, Washington.
Yeah, of course.
And shout out to all the other cities of Washington as well. We love you. Shout out to our fans in Washington.
Which there are many of.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, My Love, Mine, All Mine. the new Mitski track.
Ooh.
I'm excited for that. I haven't heard it yet.
Off the Land is inhospitable, and so are we. It sounds pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
All right, so let's get into this.
Let's slide into some tracks.
See ya.
This is a Silly Guys exclusive.
Big titty bite. Sip it for the night. Quick sip for the night. This beat in your pride. I'm a super bra. Take a ride to the back seat. Change up my saw. I'm a jury on my paws.
Tell a bitch to make a little song. Why yo bitch when I gravity bomb? Bum up if you wanna stumble, but you gone. You better get it right. The kid fuck around, big kitty bite. Get out, pick you with a little pussy. Hit you with a slice. Fuck around with the city, cause you keep it through the night, huh? But you ain't doing right. But you ain't doing right. But you ain't doing right. Kid, ready, so you better get it right. The kid fuck around, big kitty bite. Get out, pick you with a little pussy. Hit you with a slice. Fuck around with the city, cause you keep it through the night, huh? But you ain't doing right. But you ain't doing right.
Make you flow like gravity, boys. Use you like one of my toys. Yeah, I'm a villain making noise. Here's my laser gun, whole lot of fun. Shoot you in the head now, then a whole lot of red. Yeah, 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 then a whole lot of red.
Kitty pie, you're dying. Way push like a side and take care of your time while the blood slide down your thighs. Another bitch should have done, just more time going by. Bitch cry about it, I don't give a shit.
Kid, have you said you better get it right? The kid fuck around, big kitty pie. Get out, pick you with a little pussy. Hit you with a slice, fuck around with the city. Cause you keep it through the night, huh? But you ain't doing right. But you ain't.
Did you stop feeling small one day in a shopping mall outside of Tacoma, seeking shelter from snowfall? Lights blur together and they do it all for you. It's in the way that Washington.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
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 What did everyone think of those tracks that we just heard? Should we ID them first?
Yeah, get it right. Gaze Cloud and Sunny Mingo. Sun Gazers Volume 1, deluxe.jpg.
.jpg.
Cities of Washington by Grim. Mm-hmm. Off Your Head is a House. And My Love.
Shout out Thorpe. Shout out Spokane, just some more cities in Washington. Shout out.
thanks.
We love y'all.
My Love.
Kennewick, Washington, shout out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, that's all the anymore? Cities. No, that's all of them.
My Love, Mine All Mine by Mitski. Off the Land is Inhospitable, and so are we. Thoughts?
Thoughts on the Gaze Feelings. Cloud. Really great track, really good verses, like actual bumping big booty bass that makes me want to shake my booty all night long. But please don't bit crush your entire album. It's a trend, and I understand, like, especially for someone who's like untalented like myself, when I get in Ableton and I make like a silly little mix of anything and I'm like, wow, mixing all these drums would be really difficult, and trying to tune everything and like deal with the phase and like all of the things that like professionals do, I could do that, or I could go to the master and I could just bit crush it and then it won't matter. I get it.
Yeah.
But also don't do that, because it sounds kind of whack.
I think
anyone.
It's good in like mediation.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's more, yeah. It mostly just gets to me when it's like spammed on the master for the entire album. Yeah. But this track is still totally popping.
I definitely liked the track. I think for me it's more, I don't mind as much when it's the album. It's more for me when it's the, like, the entire mix, the master for a whole track instead of just one part of it. When there's, like, nothing that can kind of come out of that kind of sludge and cut through. I think that always leaves something to be desired for me. But that first track was good. That was...
Yes.
That was a choice pick.
Check out the album. And also the singles, the Gaze Cloud singles are all fantastic.
How do you feel about that Cities of Washington?
Shout out Pullman. Shout out. I'm from Washington State. I should be able to name a lot more cities than I'm able to name. But yeah, it was a great track.
And what about the Mitski? That's
y'all have that. Y'all have the Mitski intel that I lack.
The
so.
Intel.
I mean, I think I'm also lacking here. Like, I'm a Mitski fan, but I had no idea that the new album had already dropped. So I'm a little behind here, but based on what you were saying, Jay,
I'm not like a hardcore Mitski fan, but like when stuff comes out, I'll listen. Yeah. But her last album was like, what, Laurel Hell? It was good.
I listened to it a couple times. But
yeah, I liked it, but it didn't have much like replayability to me.
It feels one note. It feels like it's going for kind of just catchy licks and things that will, like, stick in your head for a bit, but it doesn't feel like an album experience as much to me.
Well, it didn't stick to me as much as other Mitski projects.
That's fair, yeah.
It's kind of synthy, like 80s, like synth wave stuff, which is like an interesting change, but she went back to like her roots with this.
For sure.
I think I prefer that.
I'm glad
yeah,
to see
I'm
it
excited. I got
to
peep the whole new album. I mean, last I checked in with Mitski, I've kind of figured that she was going to, like, tour once or twice more and then be done.
Yeah, I thought she was
saying she wanted
to retire.
Yeah, I thought she... But everyone says...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Miyazaki. He's on the way with two more films already.
I don't...
Yeah,
two more?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I've heard whispers.
A lot of artists just say that and then keep coming back for more.
Yeah.
They can't
you know who
it.
Is actually going to retire, though, probably?
Who?
Mac DeMarco. That man,
I actually believe it.
I believe it. I think he's...
After that huge album he put out, like, I think it makes
I think
sense.
He'll, like, collaborate with people and maybe, like, produce or something, but I feel like he's done releasing music.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on
he's,
that.
Well, he came to Seattle last year. He was like, I might not ever come back to Seattle, so enjoy. And he, you know, very charming, silly guy, but...
This charming man.
Might be over.
Yeah.
Hey, you said it, not me. How about some more music?
Yeah, how do we feel about... Did you know that there was a new TJ Felix album out?
There is literally always a new TJ Felix album out.
I know, but I just figured out about it. Like
we've been saying TJ Felix is one of the hardest working musicians in all of Vancouver.
Is there a new album or is
yes, like new?
How
new? We played a single I think last week. New is in like
3 days ago.
Since like a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago, two or three
oh,
weeks
okay.
ago.
Okay.
But
still.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
It's 25 minutes, 10 tracks, yeah. short. It's called World of Hurt.
Nice.
We're going to play Smiles Aren't Free, TJ Felix, World of Hurt. And then,
TJ,
what do y'all know about One Out Tricks Point Never?
I've had a history with RPN. I'm on that acronym basis with RPN.
That's great.
Yeah. I've liked the stuff he's made. I think some of it just like puts me to sleep almost, and some of it does hit the sweet spot. I'm curious to see what this new stuff is like.
Okay, yeah, he's got a new record out. It's called Again. The song's called "A Barely Lit Path." Let's see if this tickles your fancy.
I'm sure it might.
I can't wait to be tickled, Jay.
What's the sad track?
You want to do a third? Sure.
Let's do three.
In the words of DJ Khaled.
Another one. In the immortal words.
I discovered this art. I think I've heard like one of her songs before, but Hemlock Springs.
Who?
Hemlock Springs.
I've experienced this artist before.
Yeah.
This is a new track.
One of her songs kind of blew up, but she's got a new record out.
Okay.
Going, Going, Gone. And the song's the last song here is called Anyone.
Little bit of auctioneer core.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's go for it.
Shouts out Jimmy Dixon.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay. Don't worry about it. Let's get to some more tracks.
Okay, I'm going to play a quick ad and then we'll be back. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have what it takes to be champion? Shindig is on and submissions are open. 16 artists compete, but only one can be crowned winner. Worthy of prizes from Music Waste, Fanta Records, and more. Throw your hat in the ring today and apply at CITR.ca.
Only 12 guys to go!
You're the king, I tell you! The king!
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Slash asshole. Now they're gonna say she wants to go see her lyrics. Remember that your daddy is a cop and your mom is a politician. They flash to the hoes and well, not everybody has the price. So and the city complains.
Smiles aren't free and diamonds aren't your best friend.
We'll be right back. With a push of a button, I'm holding a breath, pulling it tight.
Boom.
Hey.
Bow.
We're back. We're back. You just heard three songs. Smiles Aren't Free by TJ Felix off World of Hurt. A Barely Lit Path, 106.0 OPN off Again. And then Anyone by Hemlock Springs off Going, Going, Gone.
I How quite liked feel? The Hemlock Springs.
Yes.
I did too. It's just very happy music.
I mean, it's like, it's oft discussed. But it is an interesting phenomenon of, like, Hemlock Springs, for the majority of people that know them, they know one soundbite from one track that blew up on TikTok.
Yeah, I didn't even know what you were talking about until, like, you...
I had no idea that was the same possum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got, like, it's almost got, like, a dream pop kind of mixing thing going on there.
Yeah, it's really good. I really hope this album blows up. So
kind of reminds me of like a Mag Bay thing, a Magdalena Bay.
Yeah, yeah, but
thing.
Probably
better
than Magdalena Bay.
No,
I mean Magdalena's Bay is great. Magdalena is my bay. Shout out to my fans. Shout out Magdalena Bay. But yeah, it's a nice vibe. I need to go listen to the whole album now.
Yeah, I think I will too.
You basically just gave me homework.
Afternoon plans.
It was very nice.
Yes.
That TJ Felix.
Always good.
Literally always so hitting. Like,
he's always putting out, like, he's like the Viper of putting out good music.
I think that is absolutely wild what you just said, because Viper is actually a very important and influential rapper.
Yeah, but he's also not a good person, so I don't mind saying that as much.
Okay. I'm sorry. Someone's trying to step to my Viper knowledge in the studio right now. Things might get a little bit heavy.
Might get heated.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, it's getting kind of hazy. No, I like TJ. I think he... I'm actually not sure how, like, well-known or recognized he is outside of Vancouver. Probably not very, but I think... He's definitely underappreciated for just how much quality he puts out on a consistent basis.
I'm pretty
I'll retract
sure
the
TJ
Viper
is,
claim if you want.
I'm pretty sure TJ is NB.
They are?
Or trans femme. I'm not exactly sure.
I thought I heard someone use he, him. That's my bad.
Oh, all good.
I don't know much about the person that makes the music. I've just heard their music.
I don't either. I've just, like, known for, like...
God, this is always the worst thing, like, not knowing an artist's pronouns.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
On the... Yeah, my bad.
But always
good
coming
track.
Out with something new.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What about the OPN?
Maybe it's just because I haven't listened to anything he's made recently, but that felt like quite a different turn for his style. At least just like the straight up like classical sound for a lot of that track was really interesting. But do you know if it's gonna be a full album coming out, or
oh,
if it's just
it's
a
on the album. It's on.
Oh,
album.
There is a new
yeah,
album.
Yeah, he dropped a record.
I'm so out of the loop.
It's all good.
My bad. Yeah. I mean, I might actually go and listen to that now because I'm curious how that contrasts against his other work, especially the one with the skull on it. The classic. The black and white. Skull with the mirror shattered.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I never remember the album titles.
Is it called Replica?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Replica.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one.
Anyway, yeah, I'm curious.
I know he was
revisit.
On like he made it like big a year or two back because he was on like the Weeknd's album.
Yeah.
Wait.
But was that Don't FM?
Anatrix Point never was on a Weeknd release?
Yeah. He did like a lot of synth work on the last two Weeknd albums.
That's sick.
Was that
Blinding Lights?
Possibly.
Possibly?
I know it was a bunch of songs off like the last two.
Was
I don't know which ones.
Dawn FM, the 2022 Weeknd album, or the one before that?
I think it was
Blinding
Lights?
Both.
Oh,
damn.
Dawn FM for sure.
Yeah. Honestly, that kind of makes sense with the sound of Dawn FM.
We are putting on our listenership so hard. Only the exclusive gems on Lethal
Y'all ever
Refrex.
Heard of the Weeknd?
Y'all remember The Weeknd?
we talk about some underground.
Yeah, it's kind of some exclusive stuff.
I've not heard of
yeah.
him.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah. We got more tracks.
That's coming up next, too.
Please, please more.
We got Two Sides by Old Man Canyon. Off the EP So Long Babylon. It's the first time I'm hearing of Old Man Canyon. Then we got Slow Thrust. Or is it Sloth Thrust?
Sloth Thrust.
Okay.
Slow
good.
Thrust.
Okay. Okay. Okay, good.
Hey,
Sloth Thrust.
Yeah,
Sloth
Thrust,
if you're hearing this, we've got a better name for you.
Sloth Thrust, if you're hearing this, DM me immediately, please.
Please, please. Please do this. Please.
Please.
Yeah, so Pony by Sloth Thrust.
The cover.
My bad. Yeah. And then after that, we got Struggle Raps by Park Like Setting, and I had no idea who this was, because there's like...
They have like 200 monthly listeners.
I know, and I don't usually hear about like Vancouver rap, so I was
but
like
it's
intrigued.
Kind of good
and
sometimes.
It was good, yeah.
This is like, the way I describe PSA. PSA. That's the acronym, right?
PLS.
PLS. My bad. I also just discovered this band today.
Yeah?
How
did you?
Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Bandcamp's a good resource sometimes.
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 Shout out.
When the filtering function works. But the way I describe it is like not to put in my like mandatory Origami Angel reference.
It is mandatory at this point.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like they've got like a new wave rap thing going on that kind of incorporates the same like nostalgia celebration of naughtiness that Origami Angel does sometimes. There's a few bars about Nintendo and I think there's a Wii mention in that, but it's an interesting track.
Yeah, I'm excited for everyone to hear it. Yeah. It's good. But we'll get to those three.
Yeah.
After two quick ads. So see you on the other side.
Slothrust DM me.
Please. Bye.
Please.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR.0.1.9 FM.
I love CITR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Emit Floatos to non CITIITRYR1009 and FFM every other that chooses today night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments in a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Away. It was when, of course, it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. In a squared circle job, and Lanny Poffo with the pin. See the boxes like a foxhole, so don't ever fence me in. Shell shock, seeing stars like Mario Kart. Camp Lowe pulled me aside and said, you party too hard. Now uptown Saturday nights feel farther and darker than they ever felt before. I parted with my partner, started on a new script. Fuck a writer's block, the cul-de-sac bring you around whether you like it or not. On a winter picket line, like we should strike when it's hot. I don't pick when it visits, so I fight for my spot. Grew up in the gravel, 500 in the ballpark, holes in the wall. wall like they rented your home for Hallmark. Movie shoots, Scooby-Doo pajamas in the Walmart. It's a comfort while we all fall apart, man, it's all hard. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. Came up middle class, never had a ton, but never hungry. Family structure had enough outside the usual dysfunction. Punk shit, tried to dance around it. Sammy Davis had a kid at 23. I didn't do me any favors, it was later when made clear up against it. Would eventually had to parent by myself while she co-parented against me. Flash forward, had some more, we'll make it. I was certain, go to school, come home. My wife is taking off for work before she taking off for good. I'm left to paint the nursery alone so long. I'm like a pro with this adversity. Daddy deal with hurting, he's a teacher with the patience of the saint. But they keep adding unrealistic expectations. Went through a couple in some cases, had to happen. Had a problem with the rest, but never struggled with the rapping.
I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something.
The not so perfect introvert, waiting for an intro, low likelihood of getting hurt while playing my Nintendo. Never feared the extra work, the problem is the tempo. It's decade five of distant dreams, can I be so simple? Who am I to ever see? The asthma's gone, I can breathe. Messed up problems with my feet, but best friend Ty can barely see. And he keeps his head up, at least to me. Puts it in perspective, my obsessing on a frequency. As I fix a mix, that fuel stream, competing for your mind, share with Marvel Flicks and Justice League, Hollywood Reporter, Variety and TMZ, viral videos of car wrecks and EMTs. It's not the time to paint the Mona Lisa, it's lightning fast consumption, scammy NFTs, bruh, if you get attention, they calling you a genius. I struggle just to hide it, my disgust.
I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Boing.
Thank you.
Yeah, production value got off with the rebrand. Got the sound effects now.
Is that SFX Money in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Not after that
SFX
comment. Thank you very much. What were the tracks, Jay? Please tell me the tracks. I just have to know.
That was Two Sides by Old Man Canyon. Then it was Pony by Sloth Rust.
Best track in the show today. It can't be denied.
That was really good,
Sloth
actually.
Sloth Rust, DM me, please.
Shout out actually Sloth Rust.
Shut up.
I've played some Sloth Rust for B. I know, I'm not sure if we listened to it, James.
Oh, I just put it together, the album with the ostrich?
Yeah.
Okay! It's happening in my brain. The synapses are connecting.
Wait, I
will check out more, though, because that was really good. Yeah. We turned it up in the studio a little bit.
Yeah, listen to Of Course You Do by Sloth Rust. And also the second album, Everyone Else. Those are the two I've listened to the most, at least. I'm sure the other stuff is also
Pony
good.
By Genuine has done so much for us.
We're talking about Genuine?
Yes.
Yeah?
Genuine, creator of the song Pony, covered by Sloth Rust. it's done so much for us. And what do we give back? We need to all be giving more back.
To Genuine?
To Genuine. For releasing... Tony.
I'm sure the music credits, the payment from that is good.
Yeah, I hope so.
You just got to pay tribute while that song plays.
Exactly.
You have to follow the directions of that song, and that's how you pay tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that last one was Struggle Raps by Park Like Setting. Mm. Enjoyed that one, too.
Yes.
We got to go.
We got to
Unseated Airways is up next.
Oh, okay, goodbye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.